Stop 11, Reflection.
Take time now at the edge of the forest to listen to some of our other year-round residents. Although you might hear birds singing most in spring when they are breeding, these bird songs can be heard in any season. One of the easiest songs to recognize is the chickadee-dee-dee of the black-capped chickadee, our state bird. In winter, chickadees often travel in mixed flocks with other small birds, including tufted titmice and white-breasted nuthatches. The titmouse has a chiva-chiva-chiva call like this. The nuthatch has a nasal call. Some of the larger birds you will hear include the bright red cardinal and the blue jay. They too have distinctive calls. Listen to the cardinal. And now for the blue jay. You may be fooled by this bird song, people sometimes think this is an owl, but it's actually a mourning dove. Other year-round residents include the downy woodpecker and the red-bellied woodpecker. Listen for these bird songs as you walk on. Do you hear another bird-like sound in these woods? Do you know who makes this loud chipping? The same animal makes a rustling noise in the dry leaves. They make a continual, loud chipping noise like this. Any idea who makes that call? Many people assume it's one of the woodland birds, but it is really a chipmunk. The woods are filled with chipmunk chatter, particularly in the fall when they are gathering acorns and other nuts and seeds for winter, filling their expandable cheek pouches until they bulge. Their cheeks can hold up to 2 tablespoons of small seeds, allowing them to take fewer trips out of their burrows and minimizing their encounters with predators. With their cinnamon brown fur and white and black side stripes, chipmunks are masters of camouflage. They blend into the forest floor and woody vegetation when they aren't moving, so they are often heard before they are seen. You can recognize their chips or hear them skittering through the brush when they move. As you walk, try to distinguish chipmunk calls from bird calls. We are now coming to the end of the Reflection Trail. We hope you have enjoyed your visit and have learned some new things about this special wildlife sanctuary. The rope guide will lead you back to the start of the trail, just beyond the parking area. If you borrowed any of our publications, binoculars, or adaptive equipment, please return these items to Oak Knoll Nature Center.
We would appreciate your feedback on this trail. We invite you to stay on the phone and answer 5 questions about your visit today. You can also talk to us in person or provide additional feedback from home. To talk to us in person, please come to the Oak Knoll Nature Center and spend a few minutes answering some questions with one of our staff or volunteers. Or you can take home a questionnaire to complete and return at your convenience, or visit us online at www.massaudubon.org/Attleboro Springs. To provide your comments by phone now, please select 12. Thank you.